Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
The bottom didn't already fell out in Dallas. The top might as well, too.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Isn't it nice to see somebody else's stadium fall apart? Isn't it nice to see somebody's ass get kicked on Monday Night Football and not have it be any team from Washington?
Kind of makes you smile.
Kind of nice.
Woo! Kind of nice. Oh, baby, have we got so much going on this on this Gridiron Tuesday. Not a Social Security Tuesday, not a AARP Tuesday. Nope, it is just the DOC. If you want to use any initials, use the DOC. Richard Doc Walker and the Rooster.
Rooster, it is a privilege and an honor to be here with you today. And it always, you know, sets up the big Wednesday, which I think America looks forward to. And we have a treat for them tomorrow.
Well yes, of course we have a treat. Yeah. Like, not me, not the other guy, but you.
Well,
that's 24 hours from right now.
Wisdom Wednesday.
Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday. There you go. Instead of a windbag Wednesday.
Yeah,
all right. Unfortunately, we got to get right to it and right hot and heavy because we've got all sorts of breaking news all over the sports landscape, and not a lot of it is good, quite honestly. The Capitals, in case I don't know if Kevin did this in the last 20 minutes or so of his show. I was running around trying to talk to some people, make some coffee, and get settled up for the show. I know they announced it over on 106.7 with Earl Forsey. The Capitals have announced within the last 25 minutes or so that Alex Ovechkin sustained, of course, as everybody probably knows, an injury to his lower leg during last night's game in Utah and is listed as week to week. He will have further evaluation with team physicians in D.C. on Wednesday. So, Doc, I know you're not a real-life doctor, but when you hear that after seeing either live or on video, what happened last night in Utah. I had switched back to the Monday night game for a couple of minutes, so I missed it live, but then, of course, the internet blows up with it.
Right.
I've seen the play. I've seen it 100 times. I went back, watched it, listened to Locker and Joe B., all of that. They were absolutely convinced it was not a dirty play. It didn't look like a dirty play. I know Tom Wilson took his frustrations out on the guy that actually caused the play.
Hockey.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like a hockey macho machismo type revenge thing. But when you hear week to week, now the last time we heard week to week, it was literally day to day for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Different sport, different injury, not saying it's the same thing. So I don't know if we should go immediately like alarm bells, but it's certainly not day-to-day. And if it was day-to-day, meaning maybe he misses a game or two, maybe he misses a week, I would have thought, I was hoping we would get a little bit better sounding of a release from the team. This is not a report. This is the actual team announcing this, pending further medical evaluation tomorrow
usually
with team
you
physicians.
You only get lower body out of them.
Correct.
So this is a blessing.
Correct.
And don't forget, it's Alex. He's bionic. And you got to plenty of season. We got a ton of time, and he's ahead of schedule because of this explosive start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know a lot of people would like to have it this year, but I just think I'm so happy that it wasn't a one-and-doner.
Yeah. I'm not even worried about the record at this point. I'm worried about the Alex's health, number one, and number two, the team. The team's health
is awesome and off to a great start.
I know, but you know what he means, obviously.
Oh, yeah. You know,
to the team, right? Yeah. So I'm more worried about that. I am not worried about chasing Wayne Gretzky or anything like that, or when, or historic this or that. I mean, that's all part of it, but... You know, and that's the sexy part of it. I am worried about, are we going to see Alex Ovechkin on the ice? It is November 19th. If he is week to week, I have no idea exactly, again, what that means. The last time we heard week to week, different sport, different player, was Jaden Daniels. Okay, and he was back 5 days later. But I, in my mind,
younger
I have
guy,
no
older
choice.
Guy, nothing in common.
Yeah. Well, I and maybe some of that is at play here. He's 39 years old.
Yeah.
We again do not know the extent of the injury. Like you said, usually we get lower body injury.
They're not more than you ever get.
They're still not telling you whether it was shin or knee. Because the actual impact was not knee to knee, it was shin to shin, but the knee buckled a little bit. And if they're talk to somebody behind the scenes here, if they're announcing week to week, does that mean that it's they did the manual ACL test and they feel it's intact and maybe it's an LCL or an MCL? Or it's maybe just a bruise, deep bruise, swelling. Maybe it's to the shin and not the knee. I mean, there's so many possibilities here that we do not know. And you're right. Usually they just say lower body. They're not saying anything. They know everybody knows it's a lower body injury, but they ain't saying shin, knee. I would feel a whole lot better if it was shin. Because even if it was shin and if it was like a hairline fracture, you're thinking, oh, okay, well, that's 3 to 6 weeks somewhere in that range. Alex will be back by January 1st, maybe before. I don't know, Doc, if it is a bad sprain of the MCL. Say the ACL is spared. I don't know if it's a bad sprain of the ACL, the MCL, which is the second worst, whether that means, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks. I don't know what that means. And maybe they don't know. But I presume, like in football, as you know, from playing, from I don't know if you ever had that test, but being down on the sideline, as long as you have, being around the game, as long as you have, they can generally tell 98, 99% within, bam, a couple of minutes. I presume the Capitals trainers, and not that they had physicians in Utah, but the Capitals trainers probably could do that same manual ACL test. I would imagine they're all trained or knowledgeable enough in that regard, and they probably know yes or no right now whether it's ACL or 99% not ACL. I don't know.
That's a Kevin Sheehan question.
You think Coach
or
you
Coach
think Doc Sheehan would know that?
I mean, honestly, thinking the gentleman that follows this show
might be a strong word.
Well, the young man that follows this broadcast might be a better student.
You don't mean Craig Hoffman, do you?
Mr. Hoffman.
Oh, well, he's not here today.
Well, then,
so we're,
then
we're gonna
the guy
have to
who's
wait.
Filling in for him has no idea.
That would be like,
we'd be better off going out to the zoo and asking one of the cage animals
Here's the deal, Doc. I'm not asking you to be
a
doctor
Chris,
in any way.
You've done this long enough to know. Nobody knows.
Right, exactly.
It's not, all we're doing right now is taking up taxpayers' time and money.
Well, there was the
There's no threat of anything. We're at the perfect time of the season right now to where... What does all that matter?
Yeah. Well, here's my question, okay? And again, not asking you to be a doctor.
You know, right now, Polly is so mad at you.
It doesn't
right
matter.
Now.
It doesn't matter.
He just threw a glass through a window.
It doesn't matter. So I guess the notion that they announced a listing of week to week, does that make you feel better that maybe it's not long term and I don't or trust the them. Ultimate
I never
end of
trust
the season.
Anybody in sports with injury information. Been around it too long to know. We're the last people that will know. I trust the fact that the guy in question is bionic. And the fact that it's Alex, man. And I don't think it's critical or we'd probably get some word of that. He may have dodged a bullet, but I'm so happy that he's done what he's done up to this point that even if he were out for 5 weeks, he's got enough time to come back and still keep kicking butt.
Yeah.
And he's on a good team. And Dick Carberry and what he's done, what I'm trying to say, I'm so relieved that we have competent people in charge that I feel good about where the direction of the program is going, that we're not going to be in last place, that we're competitive, that we've got a guy and a group that's making great decisions, and that we're viable again to rock the red. And the rest is up to you to make those decisions because you know more puck than anybody in this room.
Yeah. I mean, listen, from a hockey perspective, because they are getting tremendous contributions from a lot of different guys, they might be able to survive whatever this is.
Bingo.
Survive.
Right.
Not thrive.
Flourish. You're right.
And there is a difference. Like, I mean, with the way this team has played, and they just swept a three-game road trip coming home for Colorado on Thursday night. We know he's not going to be in action anytime soon. I'm hoping whatever this is, A, that it's more shorter term than longer term. I think that's a responsible thing to say. I'm hoping he's okay, number one. But I'm hoping that they are good enough and deep enough and experienced enough with enough speed that they can, again, maybe at the minimum survive. They're not going to thrive, but stay above water for the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 weeks. Hopefully, it's nothing more than that. Hopefully. I mean, unless it is a torn ACL,
which
would obviously end the year.
Why even go there?
Well, because it's a possibility.
Well, I don't even go there. I don't even think that way.
But unless it's that, I think there's a good chance that Alex Ovechkin could be back right around the new year, maybe a little bit into the new year.
That's cool.
As a worst case scenario. Maybe he's back next week. I have no idea. I hope. I'm not a guy who prays. I don't do the prayer thing.
Well, I'll do the prayer for you.
But I think I keep people in good thoughts, right? Keeping our buddy Pete Medhurst in good thoughts.
Absolutely.
As he's going through everything that he's going through. Mm-hmm. Keeping my brother-in-law in good thoughts. He's got, you know, stuff going on, you know, that my sister told me about last night. I'm keeping, you know, everybody in your family and everybody in my family and everybody in our radio family, Matt's family, in good thoughts, right? I don't necessarily do the prayer thing, but however, we can all kind of...
We pray for you, Chris, so you don't have to worry about it. We got you.
However we can get through this, and however he can get through this, and however they can get through this, I hope it's just where, again, they can stay above water and not take on too much water and not sink to the bottom, which I don't think would happen.
Not going to happen.
And I hope that he could be back, you know, at worst case scenario around January 1st. That's kind of how I'm going to approach this until I find out other. Now, there is a thought, right, that because they announced week to week, it wouldn't be a season ending catastrophe. I can't go there. I don't feel comfortable saying that until we get more clarity. And again, don't know if we're going to get that clarity. I would assume if it's the worst case scenario, we're going to find out. But if it's not, then we're going to find out, hey, it's just week to week. And that's going to kind of be the and then everybody will wait until Alex gets back on the ice at MedStar Capital's Iceplex there in Arlington. And then we will kind of see, okay, can he compete in a full contact practice? And then once he does that for a day or two or whatever, can he get back on the ice? So we are obviously in wait mode. The team has issued this statement. This is not a report. This is the team saying he is week to week pending further evaluation with team physicians in D.C. on Wednesday. Now,
they didn't say day to day. They said week to week.
Right.
So let's just give them a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm not 100% sure. I thought Locker and Joby mentioned this on the broadcast last night, that they were flying back today, that they did not leave right after the game last night from Salt Lake City, that they were flying back from today. Or today. So that would make sense if they're saying with team physicians further evaluation in D.C. on Wednesday, right? Because if that's true, they ain't going to be back here until, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever it might be today. And assuming that Alex is on that team flight, which I would assume he is, you know, we wouldn't get that more detailed evaluation, if you will, until at least tomorrow. And it might be longer than that. So I guess here's the kind of what we're looking for or offering or what have you. At 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, what was your immediate reaction, number one, to the hit, the injury? I got to say this. I'm not a huge fan of guys doing what Tom Wilson did. I did sort of enjoy it.
Well, you knew it was coming.
Yeah, I did sort of enjoy it. I don't think the kid that committed the hit, I don't think he did anything intentionally dirty. But
I agree.
The puck was right there. It was right there in the proximity, and it was just, unfortunately, guys crossing, guys going for the puck, a loose puck at that, and people playing hockey and legs, and you know, like, this could happen with skates.
It's hockey.
This could happen with knees. This could happen with shins, ankles, feet, arms, ribs, head. I mean, it could happen, period. We have been so blessed, Doc, in this town for all of the injuries that we've had in other ways. John Wall, Bradley Beal, Robert Griffin, so on and so forth. Alex has been so healthy. I mean, he's missed some games from time to time, mm-hmm. and he's, I don't know, but he's probably missed more games because of suspension than injury.
For a superstar, no doubt about
it. We have been so fortunate, and you just have to hope that the hockey gods are shining not only on Alex Ovechkin mm-hmm. and not only on the Washington Capitals, but here's one for you, the entire NHL. Because make no mistake about it. The NHL, unfortunately, is largely considered irrelevant to many in this country until the Stanley Cup playoffs, and certainly to a lot of the media. A lot of the media doesn't even pay attention, doesn't watch, doesn't care, doesn't know, doesn't read, doesn't have any interest because that's the way they were raised.
As bad as it was 10 years ago?
Not as bad. But it still is pretty bad. But my point being is the NHL needs Alexander Ovechkin. Mm-hmm. They need this pursuit of greatness during the regular season to keep the Capitals, this station, mm-hmm. our sister station. He's got 5 goals in the last 2 games, and he didn't even play much of the third period last night. He could have had another hat trick if this didn't happen.
The other night was crazy. Just the fact that you tune in now, I haven't missed the broadcast. I mean, it's like must see, like if the Nats, like when Scherzer was here, when the stars are in town mm-hmm. on our teams.
Sure.
And that's where I have it, like with the Caps, to me, like I don't miss a game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tuning in, I'm watching, I'm catching up. I'm a Joe Beninati. I'm a big fan of Joe B and Locker and the boys, as we all are.
Sure.
So it's something that's a must see. Yeah. It's on my menu. I don't miss it like anything else. There's certain people in certain sports that I don't miss, and they are one of them, and that's important. And I just like the whole – I mean, Alan, I just like the whole – I give monumental major props from their pregame, endgame, post. They just do it right. And if Grant's on doing his thing, I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I just – like the operation. They're doing a really good job.
I mean, you know, Al used to work with Al every day, right?
I just texted him. I just said, Brother Koken, hope you and the Great 8 are in good spirits. Holla at your boy. Because if anybody can throw us a nugget to kind of let us know.
I mean, if you can get them on, that would be great. I think they're flying back now, so I don't know.
I think you have scared the whole DMV.
I didn't mean to scare the whole DMV, but how are you supposed to react? People. I mean, you know, like
I wasn't concerned at all. It's is bionic.
Maybe Tom Wilson knew something before he went out there and started that fight. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was told something behind the scenes, and he was like, you know what? This is bad, right? So, I would say this. You're right. We don't know, and I'm trying desperately not to play a doctor on the radio, but I have no choice but to react. I have no choice but to at least react and say, hey, this potentially could be more serious than even that statement said. I don't think Jack McBain, the player that collided with him, I don't think Jack McBain did anything nefarious or dirty here.
I mean, I understand why he's in panic mode. We're talking about a player who, at 39 years old, is 15 goals in 18 games, currently leading the NHL in goals. He's number 10 for
points. Yeah, but you say his age, it's like, you can't say his age. To me, it's like LeBron. His age doesn't match him.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
They have nothing in common.
The reason why I'm worried is, much like you guys have said, he has been Mr. Regular. It doesn't matter, because when he came into the league, it wasn't just him taking a beating. He was giving beatings.
Oh, he's a thug.
Violent. He was a thug when he first joined the league.
His checks, he explodes.
Yeah. He had to learn how to hit people without killing them, basically. I mean, it's the same thing as Tom Wilson, quite honestly, which is kind of why it's ironic that Wilson was the one, you know, again, standing up for him.
The issue is, it really didn't look like a hard hit. It looked like it was they kind of got tangled up. Yeah. He might have got tripped a little bit, but that did not look like
because it's not knee on knee. I have a little more faith that it's not a torn ACL. Well, then maybe I would have.
It kind of, in a lot of ways, and I mean, obviously there was contact, but that gave me non-contact injury vibes in NFL, where it's like a guy just kind of stuttering and is like, you know what, I did something wrong and something tweaked. That's where I'm worried.
You know, when you stub your toe, which is one of the worst injuries, it doesn't look bad, but stubbing your toe is a biatch. And it's just weird. But again, we probably had 12 minutes of negative vibes.
Doc,
that just kills
somehow
me.
Doc is blaming this on me.
This is Russell.
Russell's
a bad vibe.
I'll throw this out to all the canines.
I've heard this about you, but I've never really seen you in this mode.
I'll throw that out to the canines. Am I the bad guy here? Am I guilty?
That Polly right now is incensed.
301-230. Well, let's find out. 301-230-0980. Your reaction to Alex Ovechkin? Was it a dirty hit? Do you? Do you blame Tom Wilson? What do you make of the statement week to week? Do you think it would, you know, if it was out for the year and torn ACL, and they thought that they would even say that? Kind of a lot of different ways you can go with that. Plus, we've got big breaking news from the Commanders front when it comes to politics and RFK, which we got to get into. The New York Jets have made a big move.
Doc was wanting
to talk about the New York Jets and the New York
today.
Giants.
I goes Tuesday. So we're going to have a New York vibe,
all
New York
morning.
Kind of thing. Okay.
You cursed it. You put into play. This
Dude,
is
I
your fault.
I respect you. This is your show.
This is your fault,
And I
Doc.
Respect you, so I do my New York homework.
You got a
on
guy
Tuesdays.
Fired and a guy benched. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, hopefully Alex Ovechkin will be able to shake this off. Don't know if that will be the case. Just obviously a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to see after Alex had just been killing everybody. 5 goals in basically 5-plus periods in back-to-back nights in Vegas and then in Utah last night, part of a 3-game sweep on the road trip for the Capitals. And he collides. And again, I will say this. Listen, I understand everybody, and I get it. Everybody is upset because Jack McBain, the Utah Hockey Club forward, collides with him. Maybe they could have avoided it. Listen, the puck was loose right in that area. It wasn't on Ovechkin's stick. I understand that, but the puck is loose right in that area. There's a lot of bodies flying. It's just like when you're driving around, you know, on any highway, on any road, there's too many cars, there's too many things that can go wrong. Eventually, things are going to go wrong. And Alex went right down. The only solace that I kind of take is that it was shin to shin. That doesn't mean that the knee didn't buckle. We'll have to find out. The team announcing week to week. Further evaluation on Wednesday with their own doctors. Hopefully we will not get a notice Wednesday night or Thursday morning saying it's the worst case scenario. And I'm not to blame for this. And what do you make of Tom Wilson defending Alex Ovechkin's honor? I didn't, you know, I don't love that stuff. I feel like get revenge a different way, but I understand that that's the hockey culture, and I understand Tom Wilson is going to protect his buddy and his longtime teammate, Alex Ovechkin, who he's won a Stanley Cup with. So I get it. All right, let's get out to the phones. We do have, again, breaking news on the RFK situation when it comes to political football, which we will give to you as well. The Jets have made a major decision, which we will go over. And Dan Quinn says, once again, Jaden Daniels is completely... I shouldn't say he didn't say completely healthy. He just said he's not injured and he made that very clear. All right, let's grab a call or two here. Let's get to our guy, AP. AP, I'm going to ask you, because you're my guy, if we could just get to the whole point, because I want to make sure I get you in here. We'll skip the normal intro for now, okay?
Very well, very well.
Go right ahead.
So, okay. Yeah. You threw me off there.
Sorry. I just wanted to, I'm just trying to keep the show moving.
Nah, it's all good. Hey, nah, you good.
Thanks for laughing, Doc. But, Doc thinks this is easy. Doc thinks this is easy for me to be a traffic cop and to be the bad guy all the time.
I mean, Chris, you are the bad guy today. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks, AP.
Appreciate you. as far as the injury goes, I mean, and I just, you know, while I was waiting on hold, I was rewatching the video just to get my facts straight. I mean, they definitely were playing the puck, and Ovi, as he was charging in, you know, it was a car crash. You know, it's an unfortunate one. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Russian machine never breaks. Ovi, I think he'll be back the next game because this guy, he's like Wolverine. He just heals in a matter of seconds. Amen. But in all seriousness, I do hope, you know, Ovi can, he's been a treat thus far. I mean, 39 years old. I can barely get out of the bed at 37 and being a vet at, you know, 19 years in the Army. So, but,
trust me, it don't get any better when you get over 50. I can promise you that.
Look, I'm not looking forward to it. I already sleep bad as it is. But as far as Ovi goes, I do think, you know, he's not human, as Doc said. And I think he'll heal quickly rather than normally, like other than normal hockey players, because this dude is just bionic. He's not human.
You're right.
So that's what I got. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, AP. Appreciate you.
Thanks, AP, brother.
As always. All right, let's do a quick trending alert, and then we will get more calls in on the other side. And why don't we fire that up right here, right now, because we got a lot going on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so again, if you're just joining us, the breaking news is Alex Ovechkin listed as week-to-week out pending further medical evaluation, the team announcing on Wednesday back here in D.C. As the Capitals swept a three-game road trip with a win in Utah last night and flying back. And again, we'll have to wait for further evaluation, but for now, he is being listed as week-to-week. The Capitals are off until Thursday night against Colorado. Meanwhile, the New York Jets have fired general manager Joe Douglas today after a 3-8 start. Earlier, they had fired Robert Saleh. So the second half of the front office hierarchy has now gone down for the New York Jets in the midst of a terrible, terrible season, one that had so many expectations. Meanwhile, the Wizards were in Madison Square Garden last night, right here on the Team 980. And, well, you know, I mean, they're the Wizards, right? They lost
nice.
Again. I'm trying
be
to be nice. 134-106. I'm trying.
It's about rebuild.
The best part about tonight, guys, They're taking the night off.
Nah.
They won't be able to lose. They've lost 9 in a row. We have Terps basketball right here on the Team 980 starting at 6:30. They'll host Canisius, small little school outside of Buffalo. And again, that's right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. All right, coming up later on this afternoon, you're going to hear something good when it comes to the Caps and Alexander Ovechkin, because so far we've had to deliver the not-so-good news. You're going to hear John Walton's call of both goals last night to draw the Great Eight ever closer to the Great One. And again, that's going to be the only good news we can provide you, at least the way I see it. Maybe their statement is more good news than I'm immediately interpreting it as. I don't know. We will see. I'm trying to be positive, but kind of hard in some cases. Coming up, we will have a reaction to what Dan Quinn had to say yesterday as well. We will have news on RFK and, again, the political football that we constantly have to deal with. But, Doc, wanted to get back a couple more calls here on Ovechkin before we move on. And we can sprinkle in thoughts on Ovechkin, obviously, throughout the day. Let's get to Anthony in D.C. next up on the Team 980. Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. Doc, are you aware that there's a new show on the Team 980 Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Tuesday? What time does it come on?
It's in this time slot. It's called Archie and the Meathead.
No, and I didn't.
Yeah, it's Archie and the Meathead. And Chris just proved how interchangeable the names are. Chris is a puckhead, and he just went on a 12-minute diatribe about the worst case scenario being this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
When he knows,
I'm such a horrible human being, man.
Find out.
I'm such a horrible human being.
The only thing we will find out is that it's a lower body injury.
Yeah. I'm such a terrible human being. You know,
didn't you hear me say that?
You know,
10 minutes ago,
Anthony, you just laid it out. You just laid it out. I don't know anything about anyone or anything. You're right. I'm such a terrible, terrible human being.
No, you're a puckhead.
Chris, you know they're not going to tell us what it is.
They're not going to tell you if he's out for the year?
They're going to tell you if he's out, but they're not going to tell you the injury.
Well, yeah, if he's out for the year, you know what it is.
It's lower ACL, lower body injury, soft tissue injury. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They're not going to tell you the exact
injury. But that doesn't mean that we don't discuss it. I mean, what do you want me to do? I do a talk show. I don't do 2 minutes on Channel 7 at night. I mean, you know, what do you want me to do? I've got to wonder. I've got to ask questions. I've got to speculate. I don't live in a shoebox like you all do.
Doc, tune in tomorrow and decide which one is which.
Doc doesn't have to tune in tomorrow because he's in total control tomorrow.
This is exactly why Paulie gets on you all the time.
Well, Paulie,
things like this.
Yeah, well, Paulie doesn't know what he's talking about either. Thank you, Anthony. I know you're doing a bit. Matt, you're semi-reasonable. I mean, did I do anything irresponsible by saying, hey, we don't know. We don't know what week-to-week means. Because you're doing a bit. I know.
I'm not doing a bit.
You're just trying to tweak. You're just trying to twist the knife. That's what you're trying to do.
He's bionic. They're never going to tell you the truth. It's Ovechkin.
Yeah.
I go...
And maybe they come out and say, you know what, after further evaluation, Chris, unfortunately, he suffered a torn ACL and he's out for the year. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe. I hope it doesn't.
You know better than that.
I hope it doesn't.
We're never going
to
know.
It is very Rooster-esque to search for the worst possibilities.
Exactly. Exactly.
And to ruminate on them. But
I know.
I don't know. That's why people listen, because they get to hear what the worst possibility is. And then when it isn't that, they get happy.
I don't think Anthony could be happy about anything. Anthony sounded like like somebody who would be, I don't know, what's the nicest way I could say this on the radio? Basically like a pincushion at a party. That's what Anthony sounded like.
If Ovechkin was back on the ice Thursday, I think Anthony would be real happy.
Anthony could call in and then say, you know, Rooster, you were Archie and the Meathead Meatballs. I could go for a good
I think there's a number of people right now that are a little bit confused because they know you're stalling because you've only teased us about the New York controversy and losing the GM.
It's called building an audience, Doc.
You're going to get to the point to where we're going to talk about the Giants quarterback situation.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time.
So I'm just waiting to see how you're going to get to this.
Well, just like, you know, I mean, you're right, but
and
just
tomorrow,
like,
we're going to have a field day. Tomorrow.
What are you going to talk about tomorrow,
today,
Doc?
We're going to talk about what you've done without, in the first hour today.
Without the two icons?
Well,
The two guys that keep your life spinning in a positive direction?
That is
what
true.
Are you going to do?
That is true, but we got some plans.
Okay.
We got some plans.
Let's get to Lou next up. What up, Lou? How are you?
Hi, Mr. Spinner. What's up,
yeah.
Doc?
Yeah. That's me.
No, I'm taking notes.
I love you. I love listening to you, but why are you so negative about every story that comes out of DMV, whatever it is, man? Like, just stay positive, Chris.
Right.
Even on the Sunday when I teach you about LaMelo, he got fined. Like, you over there trying to spin the story. Like, look, man, we know the guy got injured.
I'm trying to spin the story. He used a homophobic slur, and the league fined him $100,000. I'm trying to spin the story. Get lost.
No, but, Chris, what I'm saying, it's Sunday. I want you to relax, enjoy Sunday football.
I can't. Because there's too many idiots in this country. I can't do it. There's too many idiots, and there's too much bad news and gloom and doom.
No, as far as Ovi go, Chris, man, why can't you just stay on point, man? The guy got injured. I mean, he's been in the league 20 years, man. So all it is nobody knows. Hopefully, like Doc say, he's a bionic. I mean, the guy, he never miss a game. If it is, maybe like 2 weeks or a month or whatever it might be. But other than that, he's been, I mean, come on, man. I just don't get it.
So it could never happen, right? Is that what you're telling me? Because it's never happened. It will never happen,
no,
right?
It could happen, but the way you trying to make it, like, I mean, we like you trying to wish the worst thing on.
I'm not trying to wish anything. Why would I wish that?
Our point is.
Well, you don't have a point. That's the problem. You guys all think I'm this negative Nancy. All I'm doing is trying to discuss the situation. The high, the low, the east, the west, the north, the south, and everything in between.
Chris, man, this is your show. We can't argue with you. You're going to hang up on me.
No, because you can argue with me as long as you make a legitimate point. You guys are acting like I'm so horrible because I mentioned the mere possibility that we don't know if it's the worst case scenario yet. I mean, what do you want me to do? Mary Poppins, skip to the sound of freaking music in the wilderness somewhere? If you want me to do that, there's plenty of other radio shows for you to go to.
No, with all due respect, Chris, we love you, we love listening to you, but sometimes you just agitating people for no reason, but you just be poking us for no reason. Like, the dude got injured, so let's say he's going to be fine, man. Let's just hope he's going to be fine.
Okay.
Instead of you telling us he's going to be out for a year and this and that.
Thank you, Lou. I love you, too. All right, I'm just going to make an announcement. Everybody, Matt, you got this? You got it on tape? 3, 2, 1. Alexander Ovechkin's going to be great, perfect, fine, nothing to worry about. Thank you. That's my statement. See how that holds up? Nothing to see here.
I think you're going to be okay.
I hope I'm okay. I hope he's okay.
I know it means a lot to you.
I don't care about me. I care about him.
I know it means a lot to you.
It means a lot to me.
I know it means a lot to you.
To cover as many of the possible scenarios.
He's going to be okay.
Scenarios.
That
we
can. He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't do cookie cutter radio that just says there's, you know, nothing to see here, nothing to talk about, nothing to worry about, nothing to think about. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you want me to do? Mary Poppins, skip to the sound of freaking music in the wilderness somewhere? Did she skip to the sound of music in the wilderness?
Did you consider asking Professor Hoffman to come on to at least get his a viewpoint.
No, he's on vacation. I mean, when I need him the most, he's by a phone.
Is he in the wilderness?
You know, he's taking a break.
This is somewhat of an emergency.
Took a break. Hoffman took a break.
Well, this is kind of important to you.
I thought with the Washington Spirit in the NWSL championship, really, I would get my daily dose of the Hoffmeister, but apparently not.
Folks, I want you to understand, he's not faking this. You're genuinely into this, which I respect.
I'm genuinely into what?
Concern about Alex.
Yes. And you're, I mean, Lou and you are not. So congratulations.
It's not that I'm not. It's just that I'm not worried about him because I know he's a freak.
I mean, listen, I hope you're right. Yeah. He's been a cyborg his entire career.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. I'm hoping that my negativity is for naught, is for wrong.
It's not that you're negative. It's your concern.
I'm a realist.
You're concerned.
Yeah.
But your level and your energy is going for naught because there's nothing that's going
to
change.
Yeah. All right. So here's what I wanted to get to just because I'm about the prince of positivity, right? Here's what I wanted to get to. Steve Daines, guy from Montana, everybody knows, U.S. Senator, has been quite honestly a pain in the ass during this process, at least the way I see it. He announced and issued a note, a letter, statement, what have you, today, that the Washington Commanders and Ryan Wetzel, who's the grandson of the Blackie Wetzel, and he has been dealing with all of this stuff, right, behind the scenes about the Redskins shield and logo and what have you. So they have agreed, apparently, the Commanders and Ryan Wetzel, on a path forward for honoring the iconic Native American logo that the franchise proudly wore for nearly 50 years. So that's good. He goes on in the statement to say how the logo came about. He said the team has also committed to never again censor the logo on merchandise that commemorates former players. You're a former player, Doc. Mm-hmm. So I believe if they wanted to sell a Doc Walker jersey, and they could put the old logo, is how I'm interpreting that. Anybody that played for the Washington Redskins, mm-hmm. because it commemorates a former player. Mm-hmm. With these agreements, the statement says, Daines voted in support of the D.C. Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act today in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. So how I am interpreting this, before I do that, Daines also said, quote, I urge the team to continue their dialogue and reach a conclusion that honors their past, honors Don Wetzel, who's Blackie Wetzel, vision to use the logo to help Indian country and honors the will of the Blackfeet tribe to restore the logo to place of honor and prominence. But how I interpret this is they've made a deal with the Wetzel family to honor Blackie Wetzel. They are honoring in a negotiated way the logo, the old Indian head logo.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, for what I care about, quite honestly, and I'm just being honest, Daines voted in support of the D.C. RFK Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act today, which is what he was holding up and threatening to sabotage, which, Doc, there was a hearing that was due, I guess it was today, or I thought it was tomorrow, but maybe it was today, and it appears now that this piece of legislation, that this Revitalization Act for RFK Stadium is now lacking the major opposition. It still has some opposition from Maryland, is my understanding, but it is now lacking, or it is now moving, able to move forward without major opposition from Steve Daines of Montana when it comes to, again, the old logo. And for everyone that wants the stadium to be built at RFK, where you once shined and where you were part of a Super Bowl championship team, I think this means it's a pretty big step in the right direction. That's how I interpret it. I don't know where exactly it goes from here. I don't know if there's going to be any more opposition. I think there will be from Maryland, but I can't control that. What I can say is that according to this statement, they have made a deal. They have agreed on whatever they have agreed. They're going to represent, honor, memorialize, tribute, what have you. They're not bringing back the Redskins logo on current uniforms and current shields and current whatevers, but he is dropping his opposition. And he actually voted in support of the RFK Campus Revitalization Act. So with that being said, I want to give you a couple moments to just sit on that and see if that rings in any sort of way. We will open up the calls for you on that at 301-230-0980. What do you think this means? And does this get you fired up? That it could be possible that we took one gigantic step forward towards building a new football stadium at RFK on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, along with the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. I am merely the rooster and apparently just the most awful human being alive on planet Earth for wondering and
rooster,
speculating.
Don't do that to yourself.
Try
don't
not to.
Let a few hundred thousand people convince you that...
that I'm a rat bastard.
Just because a million guys are saying
what the hell does that mean?
A million in a country of 375 million?
Exactly.
Where are we at?
Stand your ground.
Doc, I just read the statement, press release, what have you, from Senator Steve Daines, who was blocking, basically, or threatening to block his vote, his support of the RFK mm-hmm. Revitalization Act. You played at RFK Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that plays, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but I assume that place is special to you for
It had nothing else. It was.
Yeah.
It is. But I've learned this, and I guess a lot of people that are older people now, they would say it, but you don't understand it until you mm-hmm. live longer. Things that you cherish will become ruins.
Mm-hmm.
Your elementary school.
Yeah.
Your playground, all those things, you know.
Everything has a shelf life.
It does. And you have to understand that. That place, and last time we were there, and I'll always appreciate the organization for allowing us to go back there.
It was about a couple years ago.
Yeah, we were there. And to go inside the place and to be in a place that it means so much to you. And have it see it disrespected in the manner in which it tumbleweeds, brick. Just see it. That's the part that's so hurtful to me.
Mm-hmm.
That it was allowed to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. I mean, things happen. But the memories, it doesn't diminish that. And the feelings that the people in the community and what it brought was all that was good. And I just understand how things are. And, man, you just have to tighten up, and you'd like to create it somewhere else. I don't know if it's possible. I do know that getting in and out of places, how you do that matters.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have transit.
Yeah.
You just, I mean, I've been in traffic. You've been in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You go to New York. You go up. No, I mean, it's not fun. But a lot of our people listen to us. Our popularity stems from a lot of people that are stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
So those are our family members. It's tough. And you, if there's a way to fix it, yeah, you'd like to have it fixed.
Well, we know the old stadium is obviously not going to be fixed.
No.
But this is about building a new stadium, of course.
But having foresight.
Yeah.
It's about fixing it, figuring out a way to not get caught. They got caught in this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do that. Let's figure it out in a way that it works for everyone.
Yeah.
There's a way to do it.
Well, this is, again, unless I'm interpreting this wrong, this is a huge step. Now, again, it's not the final step, but this is a huge step towards resolution of the matter and towards getting a new, if you will, RFK Stadium. I assume people are jacked up about this that are either have read the press release and or have been following the story and or hearing what we're saying about it. You just heard emotionally what it means to Doc, who played there. I've been there, but never for a Redskins game. I wasn't here, quite honestly. I watched a bunch, wasn't here. I was there for the last three Nationals games. We know DC United played there for a while, HF Festival, what have you, right? I mean, things happened up until, what, about 6-7 years ago, whatever it was. Drove by it the other day on the way back from Philadelphia, and, of course, it is an ugly eyesore, and it needs to come down, and it is coming down. And the question always was, until now, would one be built, or would a new stadium be built? And I think, again, we've taken a huge step. Your reaction to all of this, plus the Alex Ovechkin situation, we'll get into plenty of other things in the 2 o'clock hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. You can join in at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.